This week in the Missouri Senate, we review work conducted by a temporary panel looking into tax credits.
I want to call the Interim Committee on Tax
Credit. The Interim Committee on Tax Credit Efficiency and Reform was established earlier this year.
Sarah Rizzo.
So far, the group has met three times. Senator Cindy O'Loughlin of Shelbina chairs the committee. The panel held its third hearing last week.
I'm not entirely opposed to tax credits, and if they do pay for themselves or make for a good investment in our state and provide jobs, then that's great. But I feel we lack information, and so it makes it hard to say, oh, I think this is a good investment for us, when we're also looking at the budget and thinking, you know, we don't have money for this, we don't have money for that.
Among this group's considerations is Missouri's low-income housing tax credit, which has become a point of contention over the past few years, to the point these credits have not been active in our state for 2 years. Senate Bill 28 provided an opportunity for this discussion early in session this year.
Now, some may say last year they eliminated low-income tax credits in the budget, but this year they're trying to reinstitute those low-income tax credits at a percentage of the budget. And I asked, for what dollar amount are we talking about? So we're looking at approximately $115 to $140 million that they're allocating for low-income tax credits.
That's Senator Carla May of St. Louis. Senator Dan Hegeman of Cosby sponsored the measure.
Working with Senate Bill 28, which deals with low-income housing projects out there and that tax credits associated with that. You know, this last year stopped that program entirely of issuing tax credits for low-income housing. And this is housing that typically goes for senior citizen services, veteran services, the developmentally disabled, and just low-income housing for the need in our communities out there.
Senator May also points out the discussion continues to center around urban versus rural.
A lot of communities that are deprived of economic development, these communities depend on low-income tax credits for economic development in those areas. Also, when you're using low-income tax credit, it provides affordable housing in some of those depressed areas as well, because you can get subsidized rent in those buildings that have been built with low-income tax credits.
The bulk of the recent Interim Committee on Tax Credit Efficiency and Reform focused on the Missouri Works Program and benefits it provides our state. The panel plans a final hearing for later this year. Any findings will be made to the full Missouri Senate by the first part of next year. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.